The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
On our guest line, like every thankful Thursday, Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Joey. Always thankful for you and Tommy on a Thursday morning. That's for sure.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure to have you with us. A quick question for you. I just read with interest. I mean, what is going on with all of these phone calls talking about active shooters? I mean, yesterday, 12 schools around the state receiving these calls, a lot of manpower wasted, the Greenville Police Department getting a phone call saying that there's an active shooter at Greenville High School, another one at Robert Anderson Middle School in Anderson, Greenwood, Richland County Sheriff's, Sheriff Lott down there said 150 officers responded, and they locked down Blythewood High School. What is going on with this?
So, you know, It's being investigated. You know, the first reports that came out is it was a TikTok challenge. So I'm challenging now everybody to tell me one good thing that TikTok has ever done for our society.
Yes.
You know, years ago it had kids eating soap, and now something like this. This is going to be have to if this is truly what it was. I mean, obviously we know it was a hoax.
Yeah.
Whoever did this is going to have to be punished to the fullest extent of the law. This whole idea, I mean, I don't think people realize, you know, I do morning shows on Thursdays around the state, and, you know, there were callers that came in, that a teacher called in and said that this happened in the school that they were at, and 11 of her students literally threw up because they were
wow.
so scared.
Wow.
And so when you think about that, like this is the Democrats, this is what they want, this world of zero consequences. Joey, we talked about it with student loans, right? You sign your name mm-hmm. to a student loan, don't want to pay it back, no consequence. You want to beat people up, burn down, break, loot, no consequences. We have to get back. We are a country founded by laws, and those laws have consequences when you break them. And I believe as a parent, you know, we do this in our own home. We have rules. When you break the rules, there's consequences. We have to get back to that as a society. I mean, when you think about the resources, you touched upon that are used, what that entails, and how many people that could have been involved in a tragedy had no assistance because officers were responding to a hoax
right.
somewhere else.
Right.
It has real consequences, these kind of things.
Yeah. Governor McMaster said that investigators believe the calls may have originated from another country because the voice sounded foreign. I mean, if that's the case, is there a chance that we might be able to find out who this is? Or is this just some idiot in a basement in Nigeria somewhere?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's pretty hard if they do detect that it came from out of state, but it should make us all as parents look at what are, you know, TikTok, things like that. Again, I challenge somebody to tell me one good thing that this app has ever done for us. It's
yeah.
caused our kids to do a lot of crazy things. And maybe it's time we as parents now come together and say, this is not something we allow on our kids' phones. Obviously, this is bringing no value to our society. So let's get rid of it. We know it's controlled by China. We know, you know, from all the articles I've read on it, that when you put it on your phone, you're basically opening up things on your phone to the owners of it. Again, we know China owns TikTok. You know, all good reasons to say, why do we even have this on our kids' phones?
Yeah. Yeah. That's a good point. And, you know, we've got to, as parents, as adults, we have to lead them, guide them, and you know, it's a lot of parents. And look, I can't Peg and I don't have kids. We have Jesse and Simon, our two Cocker Spaniels. They're not allowed on TikTok, by the way.
You're a good parent, Joey.
But I can't speak to what some parents go through, because I guess, you know, you just want to keep your kid happy. You want to be able to allow them to do things and experience things. But I'm like you. I don't see anything good that can come from an app like this.
You know, social media has made parenting really hard. Let's just start out with that, right? It, you know, we're working hard every day. We fight to keep our kids safe. And now we have to, you know, on top of working and taking care of our homes, taking care of our kids and families, we now have to learn every new app that comes out and what it's all about. It's hard to be a parent today with all the ways that kids can stream information. It's not easy, but you know, there are a lot of great companies out there, Joey, that will help guide a family in putting basically roadblocks in place for our kids so that they can't get out to an internet that has so many, first of all, a lot of bad information, right? Like, that's not even true. Predators that search for our kids. There are great companies out there. Parents, you know, go get help. Because, you know, in locking down our electronic devices in our home and on our mobile phones so that bad actors aren't getting to our kids. It's the best advice I can give to anybody, because we all can't be an expert on it. I mean, we can't be an expert on everything. Let's look to people who are doing that. And we're seeing over and over again why that's becoming so important.
Yeah. Well, and I'm convinced that social media has a lot to do with this whole trend across the country with kids questioning their sexuality, the whole transgender issues. South Carolina is sort of in the spotlight this week because, and it's sort of a deja vu. You remember when the National School Boards Association pressured the Department of Justice to label parents domestic terrorists? Well, they're doing the same thing now. Very similar to the American Medical Association asking the Department of Justice to investigate disinformation against gender surgeries for minors. We have these reports of hospitals like Boston Children's Hospital who's doing surgeries on kids as young as 15 years old, and people are speaking out about that. So now the American Medical Association wanting them to be investigated. I think a lot of this whole issue of kids questioning who they are, questioning their sexuality, gets back to the peer pressure on social media.
And, you know, I think they get a lot of information from, a lot of places. And I'm a mother of three, right? And so I know when you go through those adolescent years, I mean, it's confusing to a kid. There's a lot of emotions that are going on. There's a lot of hormones that are raging.
Yeah.
And it is. It's a hard time way back before the internet was even in play. But what I would say is what's confusing to me is how we have professionals telling us that frontal lobes aren't developed until 25. And so, you know, we really have to wait for people's frontal lobes to develop so that they're making these very adult decisions. But on the other hand, they're saying you should allow a child to make a decision about changing their body. It's like, it can't be one or the other. Like, right? It has to be, you're either not able to make, you know, very calculated adult decisions, you know, with this whole frontal lobe development, or you're not.
Yeah,
you just tell me one or the other. Which way is it? But you can't go back and forth depending on the topic you want to talk about. And I think that's where, as Americans, Joey, I don't know about you, I'm tired of information changing every time the subject changes.
Right. Exactly.
We have to start calling that out and saying, okay, if you're the expert, you tell us this thing, answer this question, and then it has to apply to everything. Unless you have new data that changes, it can't be the topic, you know, because we all heard about the science for so long. We can't even, you almost don't even want to say science anymore, right? They've made us so skeptical of that. So I just wish we can get something that information that doesn't change with the winds of change, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. Exactly. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt, it's always a pleasure, and what a beautiful Thursday we have for Thankful Thursday. I'm just thankful that we were able to dodge a bullet, that there's still a lot of hurt going on in Florida and other areas of people recovering from Hurricane Ian. Some damage on our coast, but all in all, we kind of dodged that one, and I'm thankful that that God was looking out for us in this situation. Always a pleasure to have you. Be safe out there, and we'll talk again next week.
Well, thanks, Joey, and yes, please, everybody, continue praying for, you know, our neighbors to the south. Florida really took a direct hit, and, yep, you know, it's going to take a long time and a lot of rebuilding to get some people's properties and lives put back together. So we are very thankful. And Joey, again, thankful for you and Tommy and for the good information you put out there for our people. And I look forward to talking to you again next Thursday.
Be safe. Lieutenant Governor Pamela Evatt.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.